This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Talking about War of the Worlds, boy, you want to catch up on that one. Boy, space age stuff. Of course, this is what we're involved with right now is a war. We are at war. Get over it. Do something about it. That's a fact. No one's declared it yet, but it's there. What's been declared on us started a long time ago, and now you've got rebellion, open rebellion actually going on against the President of the United States by former and current military people. See how it's shaping up? Just imagine that. This is the first time in our nation's history we've seen something like this. It's the first time in our nation's history that we've ever done what? That we've ever had these kind of circumstances. It's the biggest challenge to our constitutional republic. No question about it. And they're using all the elements of war against us. There's no doubt about it. Let there be no doubt about it. You know, when the rioting started and all the progressions that we've seen, like first stage and second stage, you're kind of warming us up. A lot of the rallies and things like that. And then we turned into the riots and we're burning all the big cities. And we're just you know, of course, our economy has been destroyed by the COVID virus, right? And we've lost our constitutional rights because of the COVID virus. And people trying to take away our constitutional rights because of the COVID virus. And we're shamed because we're not wearing masks. And, you know, this whole debate, and, of course, the Democratic governors acting like dictators. We're going to talk about the dictator in California, of course. Because it's declared that he's a dictator by the Legislative Analyst Office. That's big. I mean, it's shaking up Sacramento. Sacramento realizes it's not a government. It's just a big bureaucracy. Shocking, I know. And honest people on the Democrat side are saying, hey, my powers. See, the only thing that scares the Democrats into some sort of rationality that has any remote connection to reality is the fact that they realize there's a bigger dictator than them. I know that's a metaphor. Shocking. But it's true. They realize there's something bigger than them out there. And they're shocked by it. They're absolutely freaking shocked by it. Now, I don't want to pretend that we're all naive about what's going on here in the face of these new realities, right? But you know what? They are new realities nonetheless, and we need to deal with them. Shocking, I know. But it is absolutely a reality that we need to be understanding right now. Wake up, America. Wake up. Wake up. California is a good place to look at what is going to happen to your state, especially if you're living in a blue state right now, because that's the formula. And this whole notion of getting rid of the police, sure. And the whole notion of kneeling down, we're going to talk about that too. Yes, we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are absolutely going to talk about that. In not too distant future, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see that there are things that that are going to shock you to the core. Absolutely to the core. And one of the things that's the most shocking right now, of course, is what happened Saturday in California. We said that there would be assassinations, political assassinations. Law enforcement would be the first one. And, of course, that's exactly what they're doing right now, is targeting law enforcement all around the country for assassinations. We're seeing it in New York. We're seeing it in Minnesota. We're seeing it in Texas now, in California, of course, in ambush style. Performed with military precision, from what I'm hearing. Shocking. Shocking military precision, because it was done by a military man. From Travis Air Force Base. Yeah, we're going to talk about that right now. Deputy killed, two other officers shot in California ambush. Santa Cruz, California. Overnight, a Northern California sheriff's deputy was killed and two law enforcement officers were injured near Santa Cruz, California. Sergeant Damon Gutzwiller was responding to a call about a suspicious van when someone started shooting at him and other officers. Sergeant Gutzwiller was 38 years old. They were ambushed with gunfire and explosives while pursuing a suspect, authorities said. Ambushed. Ambushed. This is what will be going on, ladies and gentlemen. Ambushed and assassinated. This is an assassination that took place, ladies and gentlemen. I told you this, and again, this is one of many. But because it's done by a military man coming on a Travis Air Force Base, ding, 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 some things just sort of rung true here. Sergeant Gutzmiller, 38, was shot and killed in Ben Lomond, an unincorporated area near Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz County Sheriff Jim Hart said, a second deputy was injured and a third officer from the California Highway Patrol was shot in the hand. Stephen Carrillo of Ben Lomond has been arrested in connection with the incident. More on him in a minute. Gutzwiller was remembered by Hart as compassionate and caring, was pronounced dead at the hospital. Federal FBI and Santa Cruz County District Attorney's offices are investigating the case. He said, Gutzwiller was a beloved figure here at the sheriff's office, the sheriff said. DeMont showed up today to do his job, to keep his community safe, and his life was taken needlessly, a visibly shaken Hart said. DeMont showed up today to do his job, ladies and gentlemen. That was Saturday. The suspect, Stephen Carrillo, was shot during his arrest and is being treated at the hospitals for non-threatening injuries, Hart said. The Sheriff's Department and FBI continue that investigation. The deputies responded to a 911 call at about 1:30 p.m. about a suspicious van. And the caller. Listen to this. The caller said there were guns and bomb-making devices inside, Hart said. Bomb-making devices. When deputies arrived, the van pulled away and the deputies followed. The van went down a driveway at Carrillo's home. And the deputies were ambushed by gunfire and explosives after getting out of their vehicle. Gutzmiller was wounded and later died at a hospital. Another deputy was wounded by gunfire or shrapnel and struck by a vehicle as the suspect fled. Carrillo attempted to carjack a vehicle and was wounded while being arrested. Hart and Carrillo were both taken to the hospital. The shooting shocked Ben Lomond, a town of about 6,000 people, tucked away in the Santa Cruz Mountains. It's just heartbreaking. My heart, it just breaks my heart that this keeps happening, she said. This is a resident, Kathy Crocker. No, this is going to be our new normal. Our new normal by the ones who created the War of the Worlds. How about this, the War of Your World? They are the ones. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. More to come on this story.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. So this is more of the story that's going on with the assassination of Gutzmiller, the sheriff, 38-year-old. It's very tragic. His wife is pregnant, and they have, I think they have a 3-year-old at home. She does now. Just makes you sick, doesn't it? A suspect facing first-degree murder charges in Saturday's shooting death of a California sheriff's deputy is an active-duty sergeant at the U.S. Air Force. In the U.S. Air Force, authorities said Sunday, the 32-year-old suspect, Stephen Carrillo, was stationed at Travis Air Force Base in Northern California. He was shot during his capture in Santa Cruz County and is being held. Is being treated in a hospital for non-life-threatening conditions. Carrillo is accused of fatally shooting Santa Cruz deputy Damon Gutzwiller, 38, in what authorities have described as an ambush attack on in Ben Lomond, an unincorporated town about 6,000 residents in Santa Cruz Mountains. Two other law enforcement officers were injured, as we talked about. The suspect was arrested after allegedly attempting a carjacking while trying to flee from the ambush scene, Santa Cruz Sentinel reported. Now, it's a little sketchy here on some of this. So, as time goes on, we'll get more information about this. No motive in the case was immediately apparent. There's a lot we don't know at this point, Santa Cruz County Sheriff Jim Hart told the newspapers. I ask that the community be patient, and I do too, as we go through this investigation and the grieving process. Says, meanwhile, the FBI is investigating a possible link between the Santa Cruz shootings and the May 29 shooting death of a Federal Protective Services, or FPS, officer in Oakland, California, according to the Associated Press. Now, listen. I didn't say there was a conspiracy theory here, now did I? This is from Fox News. And I believe the Associated Press contributed to this. So this is not me. I am the messenger. But I do want to interject this. Gee, doesn't this start to sound like a conspiracy theory? Doesn't this start to play into what I've been talking about? Hello? Hello, assassinations are coming. So this happened last week, May 29th. There was a shooting in Oakland during a riot demonstration. Well, I think we're going to call them RDs, riot demonstrations. Because, you know, you get kind of like that. Sometimes they're demonstrating, sometimes they're rioting. It's all in the same march, right? The marching RD. Right, the marching riot demonstration. There you go. And all of a sudden, this guy gets shot. Now, I'm not real. I'll tell you what I've heard about the Oakland shooting. It was an assassination. That's what I was told. I have not done all my due diligence, but I'm telling you, that's what I was told by a very reliable source. Okay. Now, that's my. That's. But I'm telling you straight up the truth there. But I want you to know, I did not write this article, did I? Now, if you are a happy, healthy human being, you got to be thinking to yourself, wait a minute, this guy gets, this guy kills, ambushes. He's got IEDs. He's got explosives. He's gunned up. And he shoots the sheriff. He kills the sheriff with explosives and a gun. And then it says, there's a lot we don't know at this point, and that's the sheriff, Jim Hart. Says, meanwhile, back at the ranch, basically, the FBI is investigating a possible link between the Santa Cruz shootings and the May 29 shooting of a Federal Protective Service officer in Oakland, according to the Associated Press. A second officer was critically injured in that incident. Both cases involved gunmen using a van, authorities said. Authorities released photos of the van near the Oakland shooting, but it was unclear if it was the same van linked to the Santa Cruz County shooting. Oh, they're just heaping conspiratorial ideas here now, aren't they? Is that Paul Preston doing this? No! Wake up! Even Fox News is putting this stuff out there now. You know, the stuff that, listen, if this was happening 10 years ago, what would they be saying about me? Can't be true. You're a conspiracy theorist. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Hello? This rubbish about conspiracy theorists from the left is just totally debunked. We have been necessary to give you the truth about what's going on right now, because guess what? Mainstream media is not doing it. And there is a method to the madness. Let's bow down, right? Say hallelujah on the ground. The slain officer in Oakland was identified as David Patrick Underwood, 53, of Pinole, who was providing security at the Ronald V. Dellums Federal Building, a U.S. courthouse in downtown O-Town, as they call it. Underwood was the brother of Angel Underwood Jacobs, who was a Republican candidate in a U.S. House primary in Southern California to fill the congressional seat of vacated Democrat Katie Hill. But Jacobs resigned from the race prior to the primary. Now, hello, is it a bigger theory? Did I say that? I'm not reporting. I'm the messenger. I'm just reporting what is on the screen in front of me. This is almost like War of the Worlds, isn't it? The plot thickens. No suspect has been identified in the Oakland case, but surveillance cameras captured the images of a white Ford van that is believed to have been used by the suspect or suspects. Ding, 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 ding. Gutzwiller, a 14-year veteran of the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office, was hit by gunfire after he and other law enforcement officers pursued a van after receiving a call, listen, that the van contained weapons and bomb-making devices in Santa Cruz County Sheriff, Jim Hart said. Gutzwiller and another deputy chased the van into the driveway of a home in Bedlamont, where they were ambushed by gunfire and explosives when they exited their vehicle. Gutzwiller was shot and later died in the hospital. A third officer of the Highway Patrol had his hand shot. Meanwhile, authorities said suspect Carrillo was once married to a fellow Air Force member, Monica Lee Scott Carrillo, who was found dead in a hotel May of 2018 while she was stationed in South Carolina. Now the plot's really thickening, isn't it? The death was ruled a suicide. Shocking. Aren't you shocked? According to the Air Force. I wonder what kind of special training this guy's had. Travis Air Force Base spokesman, Second Lieutenant Mike Longoria, said he did not know if Carrillo had any special trainings in weapons and bombs, the Sentinel reported. The spokesman said any data regarding past disciplinary action involving Carrillo was still being sought, but added that such information would not generally be reasonable to be released to the public. And I was right. The Associated Press contributed to this article. The plot is thickening, isn't it? We've got to stand up to these folks, guys. But, you know, I'm just... conspiracy factoid guy. I deal with factoids. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. Yep, state of the future. Wow. This is interesting, this whole case. It's going to get more interesting. Yeah, it's going to get more interesting. More interesting. More interesting. We're going to, it's going to get more interesting as we're starting to find out with this case. And you know, here's the surprising thing, being a conspiracy theorist and conspiratorial factoid. I guess I'm a factoid. It's not like a hemorrhoid. I'm a factoid. I'm a conspiracy theorist factor. There you go. I'm a factor. I'm a factor. Yeah. The thing about this is that you have, and again, you've got the Travis Air Force element, Air Force Base element. Who is this guy? And was he responsible for the other assassination that took place of the Oakland Federal Protective Service individual, the officer? And, of course, the other officers with him, I don't have his name or anything like that. David Patrick Underwood was the one that was killed out of Pinole, providing security for the Dellums Federal Building. That was in Oakland. And, okay, so he was assassinated. We knew that. And, you know, yeah, I know. That was a conspiracy theory turned into fact and verified here. I'm a little it's nice to see this. They're the real facts. You know, during the Obama administration, you know this stuff would be completely covered up. Not so much in this case, though. Not so much in this case. So this is a great story. And I'll tell you, this was written by Dom Cococino, Cocahillo, from Fox News, did a really good job on this. And, of course, the AP writers, obviously, they compiled a number of stories that we had already published out there. But this is good stuff. This is the stuff that, you know, we want to find the information out. We want to be helpful to this process. I want to emphasize something, that we want to be helpful to this process and not to be interfering or seen to be interfering in the process. So that's something I think that's very, very important that we all need to understand. So let's be aware of that. Yeah, Air Force Sergeant ID'd. Ambush killer. But you know what? He's alive. They didn't kill him. It's going to be interesting there, huh? Going to be way interesting there. Just saying. But now they have the movement, by the way. The defund the police movement. Right. Defund the police. They're defunding the police because bottom line is they want to save money they don't have. We're going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to touch upon the defund the police movement. We have some shifting programming in the next hour, so I'm sitting here wondering, wait a minute, you know, because there are some definite stories going on right now that we're trying to cover and get out to the public. One of the things I want to come back to, I'm going to play this right now, it's by Tammy Bruce. She is going to, I think, I haven't heard this, but I have, I love Tammy Bruce. I'm a huge Tammy Bruce fan, by the way. And she's got an explanation about the Republicans that are deserting the president, as they would say, right? Right, here we go.
I'm very close to Joe Biden on a social matter and on a political matter. I've worked with him for 35, 40 years, and he is now the candidate, and I will be voting for him.
That was former Secretary of State Colin Powell giving his endorsement to Joe Biden. This is the New York Times claims prominent Republicans, including former President George Bush, Senator Mitt Romney, and Cindy McCain, will not be backing President Trump's reelection. But shocking. Is this really what's best for the party? Here with reaction is Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce. Tammy, you know, looking at the New York Times, their coverage on the op-ed page and also in the news coverage, for the most part, over the last couple of months has been, you know, people would be crazy to vote for Donald Trump. And now, look, here's even proof, even top Republicans aren't going to vote for him as well. Does this surprise you?
Well, no. I mean, this is, of course, the swamp. And really, is it really about what's best for the party or what's best for the country? This confirms what we did in 2016. We suspected that major leaders on both sides of the aisle didn't care about the average American, didn't care about the things that affect our future or our lives. Look, Colin Powell hasn't voted for a Republican since 2004. I mean, what's it been, 16 years? And look, Romney and Bush, who I think are decent men, the fact of the matter is they're products of this swamp environment. And there's only one endorsement that really matters, and that's President Trump's endorsement. We saw that what the establishment was doing in 2016 did not stop Donald Trump. But mostly this is an insult, again, for the American people. We're looking at what Trump did in 3 years, and look, they're embarrassed. He did what they were unable to do in all that time. It's a shame, but it confirms the importance of the election of Donald Trump. But it also, Steve, shows you that this binary choice of Republicans versus Democrats, that that's what's going on here, is gone. This is about Americanism versus globalism, what's best for the American family versus what's best for the political ruling elite class. And that's the other reason why Trump is hated, because he is not of them. He doesn't care what they think. He cares what we think. And we see that in his policy and his approach.
And you
no more Republicans and Democrats. That's true. No more Republicans and Democrats. You see why I loved Tammy Bruce?
You know, to your point right there, Tammy, for the most part, those Republicans, prominent Republicans who have come out and said, yeah, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. You know, 3 years ago, they would call those people anti-Trumpers. And the problem, the anti-Trumpers and the you know, conservative mainstream has been that he's a disruptor and they didn't like that. And that's
right.
Your earlier point about the status quo.
Well, it is. But also, when we look at the embracement of Joe Biden, at least in 16, they weren't saying out loud that they were going to vote for Hillary. But now they're saying out loud, some of them, that they're going to vote for Joe Biden. But Mitt Romney intimated he might vote for he might write in his wife's name again. But they're saying they will vote for a man who represents a policy framework and an attitude that has made Minneapolis look like a war zone, that is effectively declared war on the police of this nation, which means on law and order. They know that that's what he represents. They know that that is the crowd that now has taken over that party. And they know that Joe Biden is not someone who's in control of what that message is. They are willing to throw us effectively into a war environment here at home after pushing us into, in Mr. Bush's case, two unending wars, creating the worst recession since the Great Depression. And they want us to go back to what they were doing to us. The message in November, it's clearly important that November's coming up and we'll have our voice then as well.
I want to say that she's just hitting on all fives right now. Absolutely. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Wasn't it interesting to hear her talk about things I was talking about earlier? Because I listen, Colin Powell, and do you see what she said though? And I was saying the same thing, but we've been saying it. We've got to drain that swamp. Yeah, the Pentagon. That swamp's got to be drained. And they are so desperate on the other side. They're really trying to manufacture a coup d'etat against the president. Now, this is not a conspiracy theory, folks. Not when you have these usual suspects, right? When you have these usual suspects lining up, this is not a conspiracy theory. It's pretty much fact. Now, here we go. Here we go. Let's run down. You know, we're getting to be so many of these, I just got to write it down now. Here we have. The first thing. Here we have the first thing. I know I got this great microphone, by the way. Sharp microphone. Okay. What's the first conspiracy out there, huh? Oh, it's a conspiracy. You don't know what I'm talking about, Paul. Remember the bad mouthing we were getting? About this one? The Russiagate one. Shocking. So we got Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Number one. And then what do we have after Russia? What was her name? Stormy. Daniels, the porn star. That was number two. Then we have the Ukraine. And how's that working out for everybody? Boy, they don't want you to know what's going on there. Now, do they, Colin? Ding, 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 ding. Oh, and then there's, what happened after the Ukrainian one? The COVID virus. So we got the COVID virus. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4. But somehow I'm missing something here, right? What happened with the COVID virus? We got the economy tanking. Many elements of the COVID virus. I mean, we can go down all of them. And now all we have is the coup d'etat. an open coup d'etat attempt. There's five of them now. All of these perpetrated by the other side. And of course, you got to keep everything doing what? In chaos. Because you got to keep the chaos going until the election. That's when you stand a chance of making sure that everybody gets five or six ballots through the mail to vote for, right? Or what they're doing here with this crisis, the riots, which I think that's you got the coup, you got the riots, okay? I'm sorry, I forgot this one. The riots, you got, now it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six attempts at taking down the president. He's on a sixth attempt. These Democrats, these progressives, they don't want to do anything like this. Do they? Sure they do. This is all they have. They don't have any policies. But they're also protecting themselves from the man who wants to drain the swamp. The Ukraine, by the way, is the impeachment, of course. So this is really fast developing now because they're coming up to the election. And they've got to do something to say, hey, this guy's totally wrong. He's a wacko. He's caused all these riots. He did the Ukraine. He did the Russia. You know, they're trying to make that. Look at all the things that we've been trying to tell you about. I can see this storyline coming right now. That we've been trying to tell you, we've been warning you. The first there was Russia, then there was Stormy Daniels. Then there was the Ukraine, which led to impeachment. Then the COVID virus. Somehow the COVID virus is the president's fault. Really? Really? What is the fault is the president acted so quickly it shut down air transportation from China to California. That's a fact. And look at California. Of course, California, interestingly enough, we had gotten the COVID virus all over the place. Earlier, starting in October, November, and December, people were getting sick up in California from the COVID virus. I think that's pretty much established. And by the time it started to bust out in February and March, it was a bust in California. And because the president shut down air traffic from China to California. That's why we don't have the problems the rest of the nation have. And why they're looking for dead people to label, to stamp on their forehead, COVID-19. So that they can get more money. It's all about money. This is all about money. And of course, this is all about the negotiation for the Heroes Act. I want you to think about this. They've got so much pressure, they think, on President Trump that he's going to go right along. He's going to go right along with the Heroes Act and another $3 trillion. Because after all, these progressives, their states, these blue states, and boy, have you noticed that all the rioting is in these same blue states? Everybody who's got a Democrat governor is rioting. The other one's not so much. And now we have assassinations in California. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Interesting, huh? Well, this is all playing out. They want that $1 trillion for California. And they want X number of billions for, of course, Illinois, where, you know, I don't know what's going to... They're trying to double the taxes. We talked to the new Illinoisans. And, in fact, we've had Brad Holbrook on the radio. He's a member of the representatives, House of Representatives there. He's introduced legislation for the new Illinois, by the way. See, this is moving forward. Maybe people don't understand that. I'm going to find out more next hour. But he's saying that they introduced Pritzker in order to introduce a double the tax legislation. They're going to double the taxes in it. It's going to bust that state right up. Another blue state trauma.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So, we're going to come back in the next hour and talk about a lot of things. Might as well, right? Nobody else is talking about them except Agenda 21 Radio. Yep. Yes, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. And, you know, again, we're right on the cusp of something spectacular, aren't we? Yeah, we're going to be talking about what's going on in California, because this is really big. I mean, we got the defunding of the police and all this other good stuff, and we got other foot-washing articles to talk about, which we're going to. The prostating. And, of course, the kneeling down, the begging, the stooping, you know, all that stuff, right? Yep, all that stuff. And, of course, the great jobs gain, by the way. It's amazing. Amazing what's going on. Really, truly is. The other big news, some of the news, is Trump troop pullout from Germany. Unacceptable, says Berlin official. I bet. Well, you know, this is kind of a clever little story because Trump just, you know, sort of slapped around Angela Merkel about the troops. She wasn't going to come to the G7, and shockingly, Donald Trump said, well, I'm taking my troops out. We're going home. We're leaving Berlin. We're leaving everywhere in Germany. Oh, no. I'm sure they're sitting there going, we can't do that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.